Need help during a time of low self-esteem? Rely on your partner. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Johnson, assistant professor in the Department of Agricultural, Life, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Alberta, looks into where to find support during a rough period.
There's been much recent interest in understanding how self-esteem and depression are intertwined over time, with most studies showing poor self-esteem is a precursor to future feelings of depression. Our study examined how couple relations might be implicated in the self-esteem to depression pathway. We found receiving support from a partner during times of stress led to reduced feelings of depression 1 year later and higher self-esteem for women. Men received an added benefit when they provided support to their partner. Their own self-esteem increased. Experiencing stress leaves us vulnerable, particularly when the stress is especially severe and prolonged, which may be why a partner listening and offering concrete forms of assistance has such notable and long-lasting impact. Our study also examined how self-esteem and symptoms of depression influence future support. Partners with better mental health, those with higher self-esteem among women and less depression for men, tended to receive more support in the future. Those who have a better self-concept and fewer feelings of hopelessness likely possess the capacity to reach out and ask a partner for help when needed. But those partners are also probably better able to manage the stress on their own. Those who would benefit most from their partner's support are those with poorer mental health to start with, but poor mental health was linked with less support in the future. Why might that be? It may be hard to know exactly how to support a partner suffering from mental health issues. Someone with low self-esteem or who is feeling depressed may push those close to them away or withdraw when faced with stressors. But our research shows stepping up and offering support in those circumstances, hard as it may be, can yield dividends long into the future.
That was Matthew Johnson of the University of Alberta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.